Salon Magazine, Dictator Trump Has Hitlerian Plans, Dangerous MAGA Culture Corrupting Kids. By Joshua Klein on December 24, 2023. Former President Donald Trump and MAGA ideology are corrupting family values and posing an existential threat to American democracy. According to a Salon piece published Wednesday that accuses Trump of unapologetically echoing fascist and Nazi rhetoric. The essay, titled The Trump Generation Problem, MAGA Family Values Are Corrupting Children, was penned by Salon Politics staff writer Chauncey DeVica, who warns that Trumpism and American neo-fascism are corrupting societal norms and endangering democracy, thereby constituting a national emergency. Accusing him of following the dictator's playbook, DeVica laments that the former president has not been significantly punished or restrained by the courts. Yet, while calling dictator Trump's Hitlerian plans, including the deployment of American troops to secure the border and enforce immigration laws, how democracies die. He also claims Trump continues to channel Nazi leader Adolf Hitler with his promise to cleanse white American society of the vermin and human blood pollution he believes is caused by non-white undocumented immigrants and migrants. In those comments, DeVica claims the former president was not flirting with Hitlerism and Nazism, but almost verbatim quoting Hitler's Mein Kampf and other Nazi language and ideology. Trump knows exactly what he is saying, and like other autocrats and dictators, he means it. He writes, as he accuses the news media of repeatedly attempting to downplay and normalize Trump's increasingly unrestrained evil. Citing political writer Jill Lawrence, DeVica warns that Trump presents a massive challenge today to parents across the ideological spectrum who believe in old-fashioned virtues like respect and civility. Other parents, those who admire Trump, are enthusiastically introducing their kids to the cruel and dangerous MAGA culture, and they appear blind to the harm Trump is doing, both to their families and to the nation, he continues. Claiming that Trump idolizes gangsters and criminals after the former president made a reference to the indictments of American mobster Al Capone, DeVica declares Trumpism a generational challenge that requires healing, renewing, and then immunizing American democracy against such forces. The growing and existential danger that such forces represent to American democracy and freedom should be the leading story across the news media, he writes. He concludes by urging major news organizations to take a stand against Trumpian fascism, suggesting front-page editorials declare that a vote for Trump is a vote against democracy. The matter comes as progressives face accusations of attempting to divide children from their families and supplanting traditional values with woke ones. The senior Salon writer has a history of expressing radical anti-Republican rhetoric. In March, DeVica claimed today's Republican Party and larger conservative movement are waging a fascist war against multiracial pluralist democracy and human freedom. In June, he accused the GOP of being a de facto terrorist organization as well as the world's largest white supremacist group. Last year, he said Democrats don't want unity with the GOP fascists, as he accused Republicans of seeking to create a society in which black people have no rights the white man is bound to respect. The senior politics writer also claimed the GOP has morphed from an evil insect into a full-blown terrorist organization, while accusing Republicans and Trump supporters of seeking a war against American democracy, encouraging wide-scale violence against the left and minorities, and using stochastic terrorism to achieve their aims. Previously, a shockingly anti-white and anti-Christian Salon piece by DeVica referred to the Republican fascist movement as objectively evil, hoping that people of color die out in the battle against multiracial democracy, while accusing white Christians of embracing lies, terrorism, white supremacy, and fascism. In another essay penned by DeVica, the left-wing writer accused Republicans of resembling good Germans of the Nazi era, wishing to believe they are decent people while hiding behind fictions of plausible deniability for the evils committed by their leader, as he described today's conservatism as seeking friendly fascism masked in an appeal to return to traditional values. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.